Welcome to the Bigger Picture Podcast. I'm your host, Grant, and today I'll be interviewing my mother about her earlier life and life lessons or advice she believes is valuable. My mother's my biggest drive and inspiration, and today's Mother's Day, so I believe she was the best person to interview for today's podcast. Hello, I'm here with my mother, Kimberly Goss.
Hi. Hi, Grant. Thanks for having me.
Today we'll be interviewing her and finding out about her earlier life and advice she has for me. Where were you born and where have you lived?
I was born in Houston, Texas. And when I was very young, my parents moved us out to the country, which is about an hour outside of Houston, where I grew up until I graduated from high school. And then at that point, I came right back to Houston and I've been there ever since.
And what was your childhood like in a different era?
My childhood was idealistic. We didn't have any computers. We didn't have social media. No one carried phones. Our lifestyle was outside. We played. We were very, very active. We had lots of friends. And, you know, you had to really make effort with people.
And going into the idea of life before phones, how different was that from life now when you see people constantly on technology?
I mean, I really feel sorry for the younger generations because everybody can hide behind a phone. You don't have to make any effort. And the phone and social media makes it seem and appear like you have so many more options, like everybody doesn't have to make that much effort with friendships, with just life in general. And I just think it was a slower time. And, you know, I'm Gen X. I think it was a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Is there a funny story or time where you got the most trouble when you were younger?
I didn't get in a lot of trouble, but I did try to skip school once. And when I was being dropped off by the friend that I was skipping with to get back in line to get on a bus to go home, my mother was waiting there for me because a neighbor of ours who worked at the school saw that I was not there that day and called to check on me to see if I was okay. And that's when everybody found out that I had skipped school. So I'm not really one to break rules because I have a tendency to get caught.
And how angry was Grandma?
Grandma was very upset, but Grandpa laughed at me. He thought it was really, really funny.
Yeah, Grandpa doesn't seem like the type to care. All right, so moving past your childhood, once you graduated high school, what college did you go to?
Well, when I graduated from high school, I had no intentions of going to university. So I wanted to be an artist, and I wanted to be a creative person. So I went to the Art Institute of Houston for the first 2 years. And then I realized pretty quickly that that was going to lead me to some dead end opportunities. And then I decided to transfer and start at University of Houston.
What majors did you choose? And I know that it was related to artistic background, but what major did you choose?
Well, the major at University of Houston, I tried everything. And what I ended up doing, because I just liked it the most, was literature. I love to read. I still love to read. So I figured I better choose something that I enjoy. And I figured I'd have a better time of graduating than picking something that I didn't like as much and maybe or maybe not graduate.
Mm-hmm. What was your first job, and did it have anything to do with your majors in college or any interest in high school?
No. In fact, my degree hasn't, it's, you know, with a literature degree, a lot of people write, they go in and they teach. I did none of that. But it showed that I could complete a 4-year degree. And so I've done a lot of different things. I've probably spent the better part of my career being a real estate manager, a commercial real estate manager.
And how did that get started?
I was a facility manager, and I was leaving, and when the commercial property manager found out about it, he liked me because of the relationship and the networking that I'd built with him, that he invited me, introduced me actually to somebody in the commercial real estate field who had an opening for a property manager job, And I went and interviewed, and I got that job. And it was based off the connections and the relationships that I'd built.
Did that job put you into, like, a pathway for better jobs, or?
That job, yes. I didn't, I was at that first job for 8 years. And that job opened up some other doors for me where I went and spent another 12 years. So while I was always a property manager during those 20 years, I definitely grew into a very successful career for me financially.
Okay, switching topics to advice and lessons learned. What was one life-changing experience that taught you something?
Well, one of the most impactful situations I've been in was going back very, very far. Right after I'd graduated from high school, got into town, my friends and I, we decided to go on a trip. And while we were on that, you know, getting on the plane to go on the trip, my friend got an emergency call and she had to leave. And I had in that moment a decision to make if I was going to go on this trip by myself or if I was going to leave with her. And I want to keep in mind, don't forget, like this is a time period where there are no computers, there's no phones. I literally have my driver's license with me. And so I knew when I got there, I was going to be alone. I was going to have no phones. And that was a really, really scary moment for me. But I did the brave thing and I went by myself. And, you know, a young person who's growing up in the country that has been isolated the majority of my life, and I've never been anywhere without my parents, I've been nowhere outside of my little towns, to get on a plane, to go out of the country, knowing that I have no safety net. And that was a really pivotal moment for me. You know, I got there, and I had to be there by myself, which wasn't easy. And I had to get back by myself. What it ultimately did for me as this young person, when I got back home, I realized I was capable of doing just about anything and everything. I could go, I could do. It gave me a sense of confidence, a sense of freedom. And it was a new version of myself that I didn't even know capable.
And what was the first thing you did in a country with no connections or points?
You know, I got there and I made a beeline for the hotel. I figured the smart thing to do and the safest thing to do would be to stay at the hotel, which is what I did. And that may sound boring to some, but again, a girl away from home, never been out of the country. I spent a lot of time on the beach. I had to learn to like myself, and I had to eat by myself. And you know, when you're forced into situations like that, you also get to meet people. People mm-hmm. see a young woman, she's by herself. They want to get to know her. They want to know more about her. And what a cool story to explain to people, like, well, I'm here by myself because of the circumstances. And then people really take to you and they want to, you know, I got invited to dinner with people. I got to sit with people and get to know them. So it turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life.
Mm-hmm. And what was your first major setback in life that taught you something unforgettable?
Probably the biggest setback for me at the time is as I had stated, I've been in commercial real estate for 20 years. Well, my very, very first job that I interviewed with, I got that job, but when they offered me my salary, it was considerably lower than what the job posting was for because I did not have a degree. At that point in time, I was only 6 hours away from graduating. It was actually Spanish. And I was frankly just completely taken aback because I thought my work ethic and was going to speak for itself. And when I realized that piece of paper was so important to people, I did negotiate at that point. And I asked my hiring manager that if I went back to school and got my degree, would they honor the higher salary? And they said they would. So I did just that. I got hired with them, started a whole new career, learned all new skills. But in the meantime, I went back to college. I got went to night school. I finished up, got my degree, and my company honored everything they said they would. I got the higher salary, and I ended up staying in that job for 8 years.
And how much did this story affect your advice on me wanting to go to college?
I'd say that I just still, even though the times are changing, I don't think they've changed that much over time. I feel like it's, you know, the college is so important to me personally because it gives you a, there's a new time period where you're going to get to mature some more and grow. And it's less to me about a piece of paper in terms of like what you choose to do. I would suggest anybody go and do something that they enjoy. Find something to learn that opens their mind and gives them opportunities outside of the world they just left, and stick with it and get your paper. And in that 4 years, 5 years, whatever it takes, you're going to grow, you're going to mature, your opinions are going to change, they're going to develop, they're going to evolve, and you are going to come out a very different person, hopefully a more well-rounded individual. And I think that's why college is so important. You have the rest of your life to work. So why not take that window, enjoy yourself in those moments, get to know you, find out who you are outside of, you know, who you were in high school, and just enjoy it. But the paper is important.
If you had one piece of advice to give to my future self, what would it be?
I would say, you know, do, you know, whatever it is you choose to do, do it 100%. Put everything you have into it. Be the best version of yourself, no matter what it is. If you choose to, you know, whether it's corporate America, whether it's blue collar, whether it doesn't matter. Just do it and put your 100% into it. Give it everything you have. Don't do anything, as they would say, half-ass, because it's a reflection of you as a person, as an individual. Have integrity in what you do. Don't take shortcuts. And always be kind to people that you work with, because, you know, respect goes a long way. And I have had a very, very successful career, you know, being all those things. And it's never about you per se. You know, do what you do. Do it well. Help others when you can. Support. Be kind. And you'll have a very, you know, a long career, hopefully in something you love.
Well, thank you for being on my podcast. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.